The new prime minister of Greece, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, wants to end a decades-old ban on police on university campuses. It's known as the asylum law, and it was passed after the country's military dictatorship cracked down on student protesters in 1973. But the new prime minister says criminals are taking advantage of it to find sanctuary on college campuses. The parliament is considering the issue this week. Joining us now is Mary Bossis, who's a professor of international security at the University of Piraeus. Professor, first of all, tell us more about why this law was instituted in the first place.
It is not a complicated theory. It has to do with the history of a place. And this Greek history, was interrupted by a dictatorship. So actually, asylum has historical value and political value. It is asylum for free ideas, both for students as well as professors. It is due to the problems that we had in the military dictatorship 1967-1974, where everything was forbidden, and people do have memories of that, bitter memories of what happened during the junta. And political value, as all political parties agreed to value the absolute independence of the universities. So asylum is freedom, actually.
And by the way, this asylum law does not completely bar police from campus, but they have to be invited in by the president of the university, right?
Exactly. Any rector, any dean has the right to invite the police. Police is an instrument, is a tool. It can be used when it is necessary. Though the new government that we're having right now seems that they are discussing the problems that we're facing, the actual problems that we're facing, and they started the last 2 decades, slowly in the beginning, more as time went by.
Problems because people are abusing the system?
Well, let me put it that way, that university asylum has been exploited by all kinds of outsiders. For instance, self-styled anarchists, groups affiliated or friendly towards violent groups or terrorists. And they are creating minor as well as major problems, I might say, mostly after a demonstration, burning of cars, destruction of property in the surrounding streets. And then they take asylum into the university compounds. Now, they also attack professors. I have been attacked. They had attacked professors because they do not like their ideas. Now, asylum is exactly this, ideas. But this can be solved without calling the police into our university ground.
Well, it's interesting that you are not in favor of scrapping this asylum law, given that you yourself have been targeted. What happened to you?
I have been targeted 4 times. Last time I made major news in Greece because I'm a very well-known person in Greece and I'm very well-known for my anti-terrorist views. So a group of terrorist affiliates attacked me. But I don't think I can ban asylum because asylum has to have a historical memory, and we do have historical memory.
So you think that it's possible for the police to determine whether something is actually a case of somebody seeking legitimate asylum on the grounds of the campus, or if it's somebody that is committing some other crime and they just want to be free from the police cracking down on them?
Well, when the police is called, they will call, anybody can call the police according to the new theory that we're having right now. It will be this one who will determine and will tell the police what they think this perpetrator is all about, either it's a criminal or it is someone they don't like, for instance. This is one of the problems that I think we'll have from now on. Unfortunately, a lot of people right now are in favor of stopping banning asylum, so I'm pretty sure the new law will pass.
Why do you think that one of the first moves of the new prime minister, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, is to get rid of this law that's been around for decades in Greece?
Well, mostly because they've been discussing it a lot before they became a government. But a lot of the associations, group, organizations, youth that are in the universities, and they do have a voice, and this voice is always anti-government. Any government, no matter what government, they're anti-government. When you're young, you tend to be anti-government. They feel that they are towards the left. And as this new government is quite conservative, they are against this left thinking. And they feel that they will, in a sense, they will put it aside, and hopefully they will end up with it in a few years.
That is Mary Bossis, who is a professor of international security at the University of Piraeus in Greece. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.